toy.
Any special names for a toy that a small child would have?
No.
Do you ever use the word play pretty?
No.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing out in your yard, you could go out and
pick some flowers.
And a child that's always running and telling on other children, you call them a
telltale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yes.
What would it mean?
It's the same.
And there was a loud noise, I'd ask you, did you? What that noise?
Hear the noise.
And you say, yes, I
heard it.
And I have
heard it before.
And if you didn't know where someone was born, you might ask, where does he what from?
Originate.
Or another way to say that, where does he
come from?
He said, he what here on the train last night?
He came here.
And he has what in his town?
Come to this town before.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier, and now the road's all
blocked.
Or it's all
torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on them. You say, go ahead and
put it on.
And say if neither one of us was saying anything else. But, well, say if I ask you what's new, you might just shake your head and say, oh.
Nothing much.
And I say, oh, there must be.
But there's not.
Well, you can say there must be. Okay, you say he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever
since then.
You say that wasn't an accident. He did that.
A long time, on purpose.
Huh?
On purpose.
And Jesus said, I am with you.
Always.
And he'd say, she was him with a big knife.
Stabbed him.
Did you ever say stop?
No.
How's that sound?
Never heard it like that before.
And if a teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask, who
did this?
Or which one of you?
Drew this.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, up on the roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
lift it.
Any other way of saying lift? Do you ever say to hoist it or hoist it up?
Maybe hoist it.
And talk about how tall rooms are. You say this room's about
8 foot tall.
And if a child just had his third birthday, you say he's
3 years old.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last night we had a
frost.
What if it's harder than that?
Freeze.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you had a
drought.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask someone,
what time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
If it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's
7:30.
What's another way of saying that?